The U.S. Supreme Court is considering a pair of cases on same-sex marriage in hearings this week. On Tuesday, the justices weigh a California constitutional amendment preserving the traditional definition of marriage, which the people of the state passed by popular referendum after judicial imposition of same-sex marriage in that state.
The very definition of marriage as a lifelong, life-giving, faithful union of one man and one woman is in peril.
Speaking to a recent conference of the Knights of Columbus in California, the president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, explained that although the marriage debate is often couched as a contest between claims to personal rights on the one hand and people who support traditional values on the other, what is really at stake is the notion that government is naturally limited in the scope of its power, that there are some things a government simply cannot do.
And in the noble American project of ordered, virtuous democracy, government exists not to invent, define, grant, or impede genuine freedom, but to protect liberties which come not from any human whim, but from the Creator. And a government that presumes to redefine marriage is perilously close to considering itself, not God, as the Almighty One. And then we're in danger.
On Wednesday, a federal law defining marriage as between a man and a woman only for the purposes of federal taxes and benefits is up for review. The so-called Defense of Marriage Act was passed by a large majority in both houses of the U.S. federal legislature and signed into law by then-President Bill Clinton in 1996. There were questions raised on technical grounds even at the time the DOMA was passed regarding its pursuance to the federal Constitution. Now the law is being challenged as unjustly discriminatory. Speaking to the same Knights of Columbus group, Cardinal Dolan explained that there are proven reasons for supporting traditional marriage as sound social policy.
It's not just saints, pontiffs, or theologians who predicate marriage and family as the central love-promoting cell of the human enterprise. No. It's historians, sociologists, psychologists, and anthropologists. They demonstrate that when the normative relationship for a man and woman's existence is that of a husband, wife, father, and mother, well, guess what? Then things like home, industry, finance, culture, society, and governing structures are more easily directed to virtue, responsibility, and the restraining of the primitive lust and selfishness that can wreck civilization.
The Supreme Court is expected to hand down opinions in the two cases by the end of term in June. I'm Chris Altieri.